It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Morgan Robertson. Morgan, how are you doing today? Thanks for your time.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. So congratulations on the new album. It is out right now, called Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about the album, and specifically why Sunday was chosen for the title track of the album?
Yeah, there's three songs, being Sunday, Wine and Flowers, and Letting Go. Sunday's probably my favorite one. It's the newest one, too. And then the word Sunday is also mentioned in the track Wine and Flowers. And the vibe just feels like Sunday would be a good name for it. So
yeah, no, I like kind of hearing it, kind of hearing how songs come to be. So was this, you said that this was the newest song. The title, I guess, Sunday, is that something that you kind of had in the archives? How did the writing process go with your song Sunday?
Well, I went out partying on a Saturday night and woke up on Sunday feeling like not good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just down in the dumps. You know, alcohol does that to you, whether you have a good night or not. And I decided to write a song about it.
And I love kind of hearing, again, how the process goes. So I'd like to ask you also about Letting Go. This is another fantastic song. Can you tell us a little bit about Letting Go?
Yeah, that one, it's one of the older ones. It's kind of just, I myself and lots of my peers have had so many experiences with people that they were really close with, not necessarily like in a relationship with. It could be a friend, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, but just feeling like you're not getting back what you give, and over and over again, and just being frustrated with that and not knowing what to do anymore, kind of. And,
yeah, for sure. It's a great song. The songs on the album are really awesome, and Wine and Flowers is the other one. And how did this one kind of come to be written? Another great song.
Well, it's my love song.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something I'm new to. I don't really write love songs much because I just never actually felt it. And then when I finally did, oh, okay, so this is what it's supposed to feel like. But by that time, I had kind of put a guard up. And it's kind of just talking about how that guard slowly came down. But, it's one of the not super sad songs.
Yeah, no, you know what? It's really well done. It's a fantastic album. Again, congratulations on the release. It is called Sunday, and again, I'm joined on the phone right now by Morgan Robertson. And Morgan, obviously, kind of the next little bit, you're going to be promoting the new music. What's kind of the rest of the 2022 looking like for you? Do you have maybe some shows so that you're playing some live music? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow, actually, Saturday, August 20th. It's in my hometown of Carlisle, Saskatchewan, with the band. And then I'm playing at the Lakeside Festival in Waskasoo on the Sunday. I forget which date it is.
No, that's fine. It's coming up soon.
29th, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm also playing another show back home in September, and I don't really have anything else planned yet, but I do plan on, I love playing for people, so whenever a show opportunity comes my way, I usually take it. So I also have more music in a couple months.
Okay.
There's more stuff in the process.
Yes, absolutely. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that. That is awesome. And so you said you have some shows in the next little bit. And what, I mean, obviously, for those that maybe haven't been to one of your shows, what are kind of the playlist like for you? Obviously, you're going to probably play your new music. And I guess when you're playing the new music, I don't know if you have played any of the, you probably have, but when you're playing new songs, what are the emotions like for you playing new music to an audience? Is there nervous excitement? Are you, I don't know if you've ever forgotten a lyric or two. What are those kind of emotions like for you playing the new music?
Yeah, I'm always quite nervous, especially the first time I play a song and kind of test out the waters there.
Yeah,
people
for sure.
Like it or not. It's always super, super nerve-wracking. Usually it's a really great response, which is always great. But yeah, I forget the words to my own song all the time. All the time. Even the ones I've played about 100 times already. It happens.
I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, you know what? It happens. It happens often. It would happen. And, you know, if you just kind of roll with it, nobody's really gonna know, I don't think. If you kind of go with it, right, Morgan?
I usually tell the audience.
Oh yeah, I just admit it.
I'm right up with them, and they have a giggle at me. So that's something I like to do. I like to have some comedic relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, joined right now by Morgan Robertson. Any chance, are you going to be in Calgary for the CCMAs or not this year?
Not this year. The timing just didn't quite work out this year, but hopefully next year.
That would be awesome. Fantastic. Morgan, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Congratulations on the new album, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.